It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. The average price of a gallon of gas in Wisconsin has ticked well over $4 a gallon as the conflict between the U.S. and Iran threatens to raise the price of gas near record highs.
The fuel price tracking site GasBuddy lists the average gallon of gas in Wisconsin at $4.25 a gallon.
Estimates from AAA rate the state's prices around 50 cents higher per gallon than a month ago, more than a dollar higher per gallon than this time last year.
To break down the latest on rising gas prices, we have Nick Jarmus with us, Public Affairs Director for AAA. Nick, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you. Good morning.
How do gas prices look across Wisconsin right now? What do you see?
Well, as you said, our statewide average is about $4.23, and that's up 40 cents just in the last week. And as you said, it's about $1.25 higher than it was at this time last year.
And you said Wisconsin may break the state's record, a high of $4.92 per gallon from June 2022. What would have to happen for us to go to those types of prices?
Well, it's possible, and it's really more about what would not happen in order to avoid that, I think, at this point. I think it's a safe bet to say that we have not seen the highest prices yet. Whether or not we will get to those record highs again really depends on finding some solution to the impasse in the Strait of Hormuz. Demand is going to continue to go up as we head into the summer driving, road trip season. Even if we get these refinery issues that have been kind of pushing the regional prices in the Midwest up a little bit resolved, there still needs to be something to take that upward pressure off of the oil market. And without that, we very possibly could see a return to those record high prices.
Tell us more there. What's going on with these refinery disruptions in the Midwest?
Yeah, so there were several refineries in the Illinois, Indiana region and southern end of Lake Michigan, which supplies most of the gas that is purchased in the eastern part of Wisconsin, as well as most of Illinois and Indiana, Michigan, and Ohio. And several of those refineries have had either maintenance issues or some sort of issue that has reduced their output in the last week, even temporarily. And there's just such a volatile market for that spec gas going out into the stations that any sort of disruption in that supply chain can push prices up. And so we've seen the gap between Wisconsin's statewide average and the national average narrow from about 30 cents to just 15 cents in the last week, largely because of that.
So certainly a sensitive area there when those refineries even temporarily go offline. Looking at gas stations in particular, a gas station manager in Milwaukee told WISN yesterday that they've received pushback from customers as prices at the pump have rapidly climbed higher. Do individual gas stations have much latitude in setting their fuel prices?
They have some, but, first and foremost, Wisconsin does have a minimum markup law that it says that they have to sell gas at a certain percentage above the wholesale price that they pay for it. And that's an old Depression era law that was meant to, keep larger chains from squeezing out smaller local competition by undercutting them, and absorbing the loss and then driving them out of business and then jacking up prices. There's, considerable debate whether that law is really accomplishing what it's doing or really necessary, but it is a reality that that law is on the books. So those station owners are needing to price at, that 9% above what they're paying for wholesale. And that does really tie their hands a little bit in Wisconsin compared to some other states.
We're approaching that, busy summer travel road trip season. How much do rising gas prices actually affect whether people keep or cancel travel plans?
Historically, it doesn't really affect their travel plans when it comes to these big summer road trips that they plan for and look forward to all year. We've referenced the record high prices we saw in 2022. And even that summer, we saw a year-over-year increase in the number of people traveling for Memorial Day and Independence Day. What you may see is more day-to-day, people trying to avoid trips or combine trips. But when it comes to planning those big road trips, the gas bill is actually probably one of the smallest parts of the budget for a road trip. And it's something that people will, try to compensate for by cutting costs in other areas, maybe staying at a less expensive hotel, doing more fast food or packing their own food instead of stopping at sit-down restaurants, things like that to defray the cost that they're seeing at the pump.
Nick, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
Nick Jarmus, Public Affairs Director for AAA. Now for more on the broader economic impacts of rising gas prices, we turn to Logan Kelly, Chair of the Department of Economics and a professor at UW-River Falls. Logan, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Hi there. Thank you for having me.
One of the longer-term risks of rising fuel prices is this risk of elevated inflation as the year progresses and the war drags on. Why is that the case?
Well, a big story here is the rising gas price, but a hidden, even bigger story is really the price of diesel, because diesel is what powers the tractors that the farmers use to the trucks that bring all of the goods to the store where we find them. So while most consumers are going to pay the gas price at the pump, they're going to pay the diesel price in the grocery store. And so what we see is something that in economics we refer to as a negative or a unfavorable supply shock. And that's kind of a really technical term for essentially saying we increase the cost of some input that just spreads throughout the entire economy. Oil touches every good that we work with in the economy through, if nothing else, transportation. And as a result, that leads to what we call this cost push inflation. And it touches a lot of things. We can all go all the way over to interest rates because these kinds of unfavorable supply shocks puts the Federal Reserve in a very, very difficult position. They're between the rock of higher inflation because we have this cost push inflation and the hard place of a slowing economy.
And of course, on Wednesday, we did see Chair Jerome Powell expressing caution around what he described as uncertainty about the U.S. economy holding interest rates steady. Could then inflation pressures lead to an interest rate hike? What do you see?
I wouldn't predict an interest rate hike in the near future, as in, say, maybe the next meeting. Generally speaking, right now, when we're in this kind of economic condition, the idea is hold steady. All right, just kind of stay the same. And we've seen that in what the Fed has responded with in a steady holding of the interest rates. They haven't really changed a lot. But we're also seeing other forces coming in when we start looking at, say, for example, the labor market. Mm-hmm. While we're not seeing layoffs or a real degrading of the labor market as it stands, we are starting to see some at the margins where we're looking at those who are looking for a job now are finding it much more difficult to find one. And so we're starting to see these signs of a slowing economy, which is what sparked the guidance that we need to be cautious that the economy may be starting to slow.
And the price shock at the gas pump seems to be in stark contrast to this exuberance of stock investors right now. I mean, markets soaring. What is this moment like for a Wisconsinite who doesn't have an investment portfolio and has to drive to and from work?
Well, you've really hit on an important point here. This increase in fuel costs, and if we look at energy prices, in the month of March alone, we had a 10% increase, actually almost 11% increase in overall energy prices. This disproportionately hits lower income members of the economy. So it's disproportionately affecting the bottom 40% of the economy. And so when we really look at, well, what's driving some of the stock booms, what's driving some of the continued increase in GDP, We're seeing that in very isolated areas. For example, we're seeing a significant amount of business investment, particularly surrounding AI. And that business investment is pushing up some of the GDP numbers, even when we're starting to see other parts of the economy start to become softer.
So broadening out beyond Wisconsin here, states like Georgia, Utah, and Indiana, in addition to several congressional senators, have implemented or proposed gas tax holidays to temporarily cut prices at the pump. Could this work in Wisconsin?
So it's really a band-aid type patch for a longer run issue. The issue is we are having supply chain issues within the supply of gasoline. Supply of gasoline, supply of oil, supply of diesel. All of these things are being disrupted. We can lower taxes, but what will happen is eventually that gives us a short run relief to the price of the gas pump, but eventually those prices move back up if we don't reestablish the supply. And then we end up with lower gas, with the same high gas price, with the same without the gas tax.
So Strait of Hormuz blocked since effectively March 2nd. Would prices come back down if the conflict between the U.S. and Iran in the strait is resolved?
Well, not immediately. And we may see a reduction in the price of gas or in particular goods. Generally, though, we don't see a reduction in overall prices. We may see a reduction in inflation, which is the growth rate of prices, but we don't usually see the overall price level go down. So the real wealth effect of the inflation that occurred. So basically, the reduction in spending power that's associated with our savings and income that occurred over this period is generally permanent. We don't generally see deflation to balance out the inflation. But if the supply chain does resume, it is reasonable to expect that at least fuel prices should start to come back down to a more long-run equilibrium.
Logan, thank you for joining us.
No, thank you.
Logan Kelly chairs the Department of Economics at UW-River Falls. Earlier, we talked with Nick Jarmus at AAA about the wartime high of oil prices and how it affects Wisconsin households and the broader economy.